This episode of MMA Nuts is brought to you by
Freshly. Chef-cooked healthy meals delivered to your door. Save $40 off the six-meal plan for first-time users with code MMA639. JP Cycles, the world's largest aftermarket motorcycle parts and accessories store. Get free shipping on orders over $39 with code MMAFS. Volusion, an easy way to build a website and sell your online. Get 15% off with code MMA15. Bedinabox.com. Yes, it's a big-ass comfy bed delivered in a small box to your door. Use code MMA5 for 5% off any mattress purchase with free shipping and throw. Restrictions apply. Defense Soap, the ultimate soap for wrestlers, jiu-jitsu, and MMA athletes with the new peppermint oil bars and shower gel. Use code MMANUTS for 15% off.
Hey fam, this is MMA Nuts, episode 371.
371!
My name's Ingo Weigel.
Macro MMA show by MMA fans, for MMA fans. We're rocking live between serious and ridiculous. What's happening, Timo Slobby?
I forgot my name for a second.
Cool.
It's like,
who are you?
What is my name?
You found Jesus?
I'm just a symbol.
Back?
I'm back.
Back in the saddle?
Traveling out in the desert. Joshua Tree, Sedona. Little cool little trip. I recommend if you can in your lifetime, do it often, is travel alone. It's pretty, it's a different feeling. I think when you travel with other people, you have like a obligation kind of sometimes that you feel like you got to spend time or whatever. When you travel alone, you can do whatever you want. Anytime.
That's right. If you want to wake up and walk around naked, you can walk around
no
naked.
No problem. Anytime you want to.
You
want to
go hiking naked and just a pair of socks and shoes on, you can do that too.
That would probably be dangerous. But yes, it was a beautiful country. I'm back. We've been talking about doing a trip maybe. I'm thinking if we actually do a trip, we need to vlog that shit and like put it up on the web for people to see.
Why not?
All of our crazy shenanigans. And here's Matt falling off a cliff.
Yeah.
So
he only broke three bones.
I mean, he'll be okay, but...
He may never walk again, but hey, he doesn't need to walk to do a show. We just wheel that fucker in and plug him in. That's all it's about.
That's right.
It's all about being plugged in.
You had Snowmageddon while I was gone?
I don't know if I can post a picture. Maybe I'll post a couple. We had like 15 inches of snow, and I think we got 12 the first day, and then another 3 to 6 inches after that. And
wow.
Getting up on my rooftop, push brooming snow, like dragging it off the roof up there with that fucking, remember that ice pick that I bought that was over here, it was taped up. I got up there with the fucking ice pick chiseling out the gutters because they were solid with ice, and then add another
like the Fatal Attraction one.
Yes, okay. Add another and that thing works so awesome too because it's like
sword
just popping off. But yeah, so there's solid ice and then another 3 to 6 inches of ice laying on top of that.
Wow.
It's very bad for your roof. Very bad.
Oh, I'm sure.
You gotta get all that shit off.
The heat from the house kind of like
and the weight from, like, if you have 15 inches of snow sitting on there, is all that weight. And then when you have the ice builds up, all that water, because it can't drain, so then it starts trying to find any hole that's in your fucking roof.
Wow.
Like, one of our friends had to hire, they hired someone to go up on the roof, but whatever.
That's crazy.
If you're a man, you got a ladder, you get up there with a fucking push broom, you drag the shit off.
That's right.
That's what I'm saying.
An ice pick.
That's right.
You just piss
Fatal Attraction.
Piss everywhere all over the roof. Urinate on your own roof.
That's right. I'm up there with a bucket of salt too, salting my roof.
Are you seriously?
Fuck yeah, I'm crazy. Okay. All my neighbors looking at me like some kind of asshole. I'm like, yeah, whatever. I'm going to have the cleanest gutters in this neighborhood. I don't know what you're talking about. Salting everybody. Like throwing salt at my neighbor. He comes out. I'm salting him. As I was shipping the ice, I'm getting salt in my mouth. That's how salty this fucking ice
crazy.
Was.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's neither here nor there. Good times.
From being away, I have noticed I don't like the winters here anymore. I really fucking hate them.
It's too great. I don't love it.
I'm a spring, fall, summer guy. Yeah. You can keep winter.
All right.
Well, you know, I think there's a difference between our winter and, like, Minnesota, you know, Chicago, Illinois, like that, Indiana, those winters around the Great Lakes, and, like, a Colorado winter where you get snow, but it ain't fucking minus 30 degrees ever. It's 20s and 30s. I'm okay, but minus whatever, fuck that. You can't even go outside.
Ah, it's my favorite, Ingo. I love the winter.
Well, you're kind of like a...
It's throwback to the Alaskan type lifestyle. That looks intriguing, but a little too difficult for me to fully enjoy of having to chop your own wood and keep a fire going and all that kind of
shit. You like
to
live like
I like it how it is right here, where I can just blast a snowblower out, plow it down, ice it up.
You prefer to stay like two stories underground always?
Yes, that's where I live.
So that's a different
like
thing.
Like a hobbit.
He's like a hobbit.
That's right. Uh-huh. It's all good. All
right. So I missed a few things while I was gone. Can you fill me in on what happened
this week? I'll give you the rundown on UFC 221, Rockhold versus Romero. So there are a couple interesting things to see. Mm-hmm. So first, we had Bruce Buffer doing his Joker rendition with this fucking sweet pink jacket.
Oh, whoa.
Dig that shit. I've never seen that before.
It's like a pink-violet sparkly thing.
Hell yeah. Fucking
he's looking.
Blair.
He's looking a little worse for the
wear. I think someone zoomed in on that ring. He's got like a UFC fucking rock on his finger too. I'll see if I can blow that up.
He's getting old, man.
Yeah, he's only been doing it for, I think he posted something on his Instagram to say he'd been doing it 22 years or something like that. Like, man, that's a long time. We got a fresh crop of ring card girls for you.
Are they?
Yeah, pretty stacked. My picture's a little blurry.
The middle one has
doing the Joker impression from earlier. Then we had a little eye gouging from Li Jinliang, who literally got knuckle deep.
Oh, damn.
Two fingers in. No foul call.
They didn't call anything?
No, and the guy goes on to win the fight and gets, a fight of the night performance bonus from that.
Wow. That looks bad.
It was horrible.
He's
and that's
his
what
fist in the guy's eye.
That's how he got out of the submission, was from like finger banging his eye.
Wow.
Totally not legal.
No.
And what else we got? We got a Thai Toe Vasa chugging beer out of a shoe. So I guess in Australia, when you win or celebrate something, they give you a fucking sneaker loaded with beer. This guy, after the fight, he's walking through the crowd, just starts pounding out of a fucking shoe.
Hmm. You have to wear the sneaker after?
I hope not. I hope it's a fresh... It looked like a clean shoe that was just laced, but... Huh. And then what else? So I like... This was Jimmy Smith's first broadcast. He had really good chemistry with John Anik. It sounded like these guys had been working together for a number of years.
Wow. Interesting.
Maybe did they work together before? I don't remember. They may have. But it was... They didn't miss a fucking beat.
Did John Anik come from Bellator? No, right?
I want to say he was over there at one point, but I could be mistaken.
Did they do that show together, maybe? No. Was that John Anik and him? That Netflix special where he's traveling the world? No.
That was the other guy. I thought Chambers or something.
Yeah. Okay.
But they were on point, and I actually enjoyed that team a lot. Yeah. A lot more than I thought I would.
Uh-oh.
Where Anik, I'm not going to say I like Anik because I'm still not a fan, but he was more... palatable with a Jimmy Smith sitting next to him. Mm-hmm. More palatable. It's very weird. Mm-hmm. I never thought I would say that. So
okay.
He fit right in. I'd like to see more. He's doing more of the broadcasts now, too. So I think he's way better than, if Rogan's number one, Jimmy Smith's a 1A for sure.
1A?
He's a premier fucking broadcaster.
They got the best of the best. Yeah, both for sure. Best fight announcer. What is their official title? Fight announcer?
Commentator. Same difference.
Yeah.
And then the only other thing, like, as like a overview, they had the pay-per-view buy rate for UFC 221. Do you want to take a gander at that?
Not 220, 221.
Yeah.
221?
So this is headlined by Rockhold and Romero.
185.
Lower.
No way.
130 was the fucking buy rate.
Whoa.
But I think there's, again, this card was kind of shit where I'm on the fence again. I'm obviously going to buy and watch every single fucking UFC card. But, mm-hmm. If I'm the casual fan, I'm not watching this shit.
Yeah.
I'm not watching it. But
wow.
It's a decent card, actually.
Like 150. That's nothing.
Yeah. Literally nothing.
Like nobody watched
it. But again, we also went up to $65 for the pay-per-view for the HD.
Yeah.
So that has to be taken into account also. So,
plus, you're a couple weeks removed from the Super Bowl, which I think affects things,
Everybody who won and or lost money.
Yes.
Motherfuckers!
Yeah.
Motherfucking everybody. Mm-hmm. Drink. What else? Mm-hmm. We're talking about the main event. So we had Luke Rockhold versus Joel Romero. And we'll start with the show money. So each guy got $350,000 to show.
Yep.
Romero missed weight because he took this fight on short notice. So if he won, he would not get the interim belt. Rockhold wins, he gets the interim belt. But as we know, Romero wins the fight. And he also had to give up 30% of his pay. So it was $105,000 that he had to give to Rockhold. But this also continues the streak of the guy who's missed weight goes on to win the fight.
Of course.
So there's a trade-off. So if you're Rockhold, you take the $105,000 to have a 10% chance to win?
Yeah.
That's yeah, a lot I of think
money.
I do too.
It depends on who you're fighting. Yeah. I think if you're fighting somebody who makes not a lot of money, then you don't take that
no.
fight. But if you're fighting somebody like, you know, hey, 100,000, was he making 300 some thousand?
350 the show.
Wow. So if you $100,000, why not?
Yeah, and this is a little different than when Mark Hunt fought Curtis Blades, which is another fighter we're going to talk about. Mark Hunt made 750 to show. Curtis Blades, 23,000 to show. So if Curtis misses weight, I'm like, fuck you. I don't know. Maybe I'm still fighting because I'm going to miss out on 750 because the UFC isn't very good with paying people your show money if mm-hmm. the other guy misses weight and you turn down the fight. So mm-hmm. interesting. So we start there. The fight breaks out with Luke Rockhold landing a lot of leg kicks, but Romero checking him.
Mm-hmm.
And the other things I'm noticing, every time Luke gets struck, of course, we're carrying hands low against typical mm-hmm. Rockhold style. Straight lines, fucking straight lines back every time he gets hit. Mm-hmm. And fucking Romero's just lowering him in with the knuckleball pitch again. Just throwing knuckleballs, like real slow off-speed shit. Yeah. And then it's super fastball, explosive shit. And in the third round, that's when he catches him with that fucking left hand. And then Rockhold's like knocked out, sitting on his ass in the cage. And then Romero lights him up with another fucking uppercut from God or whatever, the soldier of God.
Uh-huh.
Then after fight, it's very horrifying and somewhat creepy slash rapey where Romero comes over to Rockhold and is like face to face with him and is giving him a kiss. I love you! I love you! And fucking like making out with him trying to, and Rockhold's just looking away with a disgusted look on his face.
So he's not gay?
No, not gay.
Okay.
But.
I always thought he was.
They should not allow that shit. The man has just been knocked the fuck out. You should not let this other fighter impose his will on the guy yet again.
He knocked him out and then he just started kissing him.
And telling him he loves him. Really? He's all up on him. Rockwell's like, I don't know what the fuck I should be doing here. I don't want to come off as any more of an asshole than I already seem at times. Like, fuck, man.
I did not see this.
It was very bad. And then prior to the fight, Rockhold, he was playing touch butt in the park with some movement coach.
No.
So I don't know if that works out. And he was also jockeying a camel to the fucking, whatever that is, the pre-fight warm-up shit, the open workouts.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that was interesting. So after this fight, I'm saying, you know, Rockhold's been talking about moving up to 205. You got something good?
Yeah.
Oh, you found the picture?
Bisbing's comment. Maybe Romero sexually assaulted Rockhold because he gets turned on by knocking people out.
It could be true.
There's the picture.
That's what I'm saying. Like, and there's even a more horrifying
like,
one.
Against the cage.
Because there's another one where Rockhold's looking off to the side. Yes, that's the one I'm talking about.
He's like, why is this man kissing me?
It's horrifying.
It looks horrible.
It should not be allowed. There should be no physical contact.
What if Romero's really gay and because Rockhold is
stunningly
handsome and he's like, here's my chance. I just knocked down the guy. I can totally get
it. I can dicks in my hand. I'm going to give it to him. But nobody's looking or everybody's looking.
No,
Soldier of God.
Exactly. If you knocked the guy out already, he's not going to stop you from kissing him. That's
no,
sure.
he doesn't know. He might have changed him gay from that knockout.
I kind of like
knocked
this.
The hetero right out of him for
that's
all
right.
I know.
That'll never happen to me, Matt.
Okay. All right, either way you go. I love you either way. Rockhold's talking about moving up to 205. He said that move's probably imminent before this fight.
Mm-hmm.
So do you think that would be the next good step for him at this point? Seeing how he's, you know, he lost to Bisping, then he beat, Branch. But, I mean, he hasn't looked super great in like the last few fights, and I didn't. The other problem,
switched camps,
the other problem I have with this fight is fucking Rockhold made this a boxing match. Like, why are you not staying in kickboxing range? He's like, oh, I found a jab. I'm doing 1-2, pat pat pat. Like, no, keep it where your kicks. That's where he's the most effective. Is when he's kicking dudes,
yep.
or when he's on top of you on the ground. Mm-hmm. Then you're fucked. Then it's death. But against Rockhold, I don't see you getting a takedown. I mean, you didn't even attempt that. But I thought it was a bad tactical approach from Rockhold versus like a great game plan from Romero.
Romero, yeah.
But if he moves up to 205,
I think it has a lot. I think Cormier's
movement has a lot to do. I don't think they want to fight each other, so I have a feeling.
Yeah, I think
this is gonna. This is a trend. This makes sense because now Cormier is right. He's gonna fight for the heavyweight.
Yeah, and he's not gonna come back. It's either he's gonna go up there and win and maybe do one more fight, or he's never coming back to 205. So this, I think you're right. It opens the door for a 205, and Gustafson's been talking a lot of shit to Cormier. Mm-hmm. Gustafson's been talking a lot of shit to Rockhold. So I think a perfect first fight is. Rockhold goes up. You do Rockhold versus Gustafson at 205.
That's interesting.
And I'm like I said before, I thought when DC moves up, I feel like he's going to vacate that belt.
You think?
And then you have Rockhold versus Gustafson fight for the vacant belt or an interim belt, whatever the fuck you want to call it. Hmm. Then you have this problem called a John Jones.
Which I saw a video of him working out in the garage this week. Did you see that?
Yeah, he's working on like his foot movement and all that shit.
Apparently, the rumor around the campfire is he will be back this year.
Well, and that's going to set up Rockhold versus John Jones.
I don't know what that's interesting.
Well, Rockhold probably has the best chance of anyone to beat him when he's coming back. Because remember, anytime he takes a layoff, when he come back, he fought OSP one time. Didn't look great. Didn't look great, you know. So I feel like he's got a better chance. I'm not going to say he's going to win because I still think John Jones beats anybody. But
plus, Rockhold's been all over the place, you know, I guess winning-wise. So.
Yes.
I like that. So he takes a fight, gets the belt, and then around December time frame, John Jones comes back. Rockhold Jones!
Then Rockhold moves back to 185.
It's too crazy.
Leave it with my belt. You can't have it. Tie it up for a little bit.
I feel like Jones Machida is Rockhold. I have something tells me he's gonna.
It's gonna be violent.
Guillotine on choke him unconscious.
Because he can't play this game. He can't be low and trying to catch people with the right hook as they keep coming in.
Yeah, yeah.
He likes to do that all the time, and it's not working out. Play the kicking game. Yeah. So, and then Romero, they said Dana White said that he gets to fight Whitaker again for the title. They just fought in July of 2017, where. You know, as the fight went on, Romero wore out. So that's a weird fight. I don't know. I guess it's a fight you have to make. But anyway, move along. We had Mark Hunt versus Curtis Blaydes. And I thought this was a terrible fight as far as a matchup. I don't want to fucking see Mark Hunt fight Blaydes because, you know, what do you think is going to happen? Of course, Blaydes is going to take him down. But at least we had one round where he stood and banged it out with Mark Hunt.
How'd it go?
Mark Hunt almost knocked him out in the first round and Blaydes throws a Hail Mary takedown. I think Mark was trying to throw a left hook. I think he's ducked under while he was rocked, got the takedown, and then Mark's on his back. Can't do anything.
Uh-oh.
And then that was round two and round three. Blaydes is going, I got to get a takedown. Takedown is the name of the game.
So he won?
Yeah, he wins a decision.
Via wrestling?
Yeah.
Wow.
I don't want to watch this. Is there a market for just taking someone down and laying on them? Is that what people want to see? Win at all costs?
It depends how it's done. There's the technical side. It's very crafty, right? Avoid the danger. But at the same time, did he do anything while he was on
top? No. To me, I just like old school shit. Like stand and bang. The gentleman's agreement. And I don't even know if what we need to do, you know, I know people have asked, like, how do you make the UFC better? Maybe what we need to do is have one fight per card where we just say, fuck it. You guys have to stand and bang it out, and it's going to be 3 3-minute rounds. There's no fucking clinches. There's no takedowns. You guys throw until someone drops.
Wow.
I'm in. That's a co-main event on every card.
Kill or be killed.
That's right. I'm fucking buying that card. Sign me up. Okay. I don't know if I'm regressing because I feel like the game planning, the I have to win at all costs is a detriment to my entertainment value.
True. I see that.
I want to see people get knocked the fuck out. Mm-hmm. I don't really care about CTE.
I could tell.
I don't care.
Fuck them in
the
CTE.
I think people know what they're getting into, and if you're going to, they're going to figure that shit out in a few years. Don't worry. You all come back. You're not going to be huffing goddamn ammonia inhalants.
That like peppermint is working, by the way.
I know. I'm all fired up, right? We got a vaporizer over there for peppermint and eucalyptuses.
Yeah.
So anyway, Mark Hunt gets to win. I was thinking he should fight. You know what's weird? He's not fought Andrei Arlovsky.
Oh, wow.
Okay. Arlovski's fighting Stefan Struve, but I thought maybe a Mark Hunt versus Andre Arlovski.
It's a fight Arlovski could win, actually.
And one that both guys are going to fucking stand bang out. It's given.
And go straight back.
Straight lines. Remember that's my favorite.
Like back and forth.
Straight lines and fake jabs.
Yes.
And then next for Curtis Blaydes, give him fucking Fabricio Werdum. God damn
oh,
it.
No.
Fabricio Werdum, you want to step up to the big
Werdum!
Time and make more than 23 this show and 23 to... That's right. And then the last one was Bellator 194 last night.
Yes.
I just want to talk about the Matt Mitrione versus Roy Nelson.
It's kind of meh.
Yeah. So far, the tournament's been
majority
kinda,
draw, right?
Meh. Mm-hmm. No, majority win for Matt Mitrione. Majority decision.
Decision.
Yes.
Not majority.
Because one
draw.
Guy ruled it a draw, and then two judges ruled it for Mitrione.
Oh, I read that wrong. Okay.
So, I mean, you know, the first round, Mitrione's using movement, striking, and then at some point, Roy Nelson says, it's a takedown game. And surprising, because he hasn't used his grappling and jiu-jitsu in like fucking 10 years since he was on The Ultimate Fighter. I can't remember. The crucifix, right? So at some point, you know, we do all this nonsense, and Matt Mitrione was having good success with the inside leg kicks. I believe they're both southpaw, so he was throwing it and slanting inside on Nelson. So the third round comes, he gets the takedown, and fucking Mitrione's got nothing to offer on his back.
Yeah.
Zero. He was just laying there, hoping for a stand-up, or there was no effort to do anything.
Tired.
He was completely gassed. But at the end of the fight, they're both dead. But Roy Nelson had him crucifixed in the third round. He's pounding away. Almost had the fight stopped in the third round. So it was debatable whether they were going to stop it and whether you would give him a 10-8, because that's how dominant Roy was in the third. I wouldn't have given him a 10-8, but you would have been straight to a draw. But since this was a tournament, they would have done a fourth round.
Extra round,
if it was
a
draw, which would have been interesting. But fuck it, both guys are dead tired. And I guess credit to Nelson for being smart. I didn't fucking like it. Again, I feel the heavyweights, I feel like there should be no takedowns in the heavyweight division.
Ooh, stand and bang.
Right. But anyway, so the winner of this fight, Matt Mitrione, gets to face the winner of King Mo versus Ryan Bader. And seeing that Matt Mitrione has zero takedown defense, I do not like his chances against either of those guys. He's just going to knock them out in the first 10 seconds, or that fight's over. Well, those other guys are just take him down.
Bader's susceptible to knockout, though.
Well, both of them with King Mo, too.
Yeah. Interesting. See what happens.
Yeah. And the other thing, here's a little controversy. So Heather Hardy was fighting on this card. Mm-hmm. She weighed on... Yeah, she was fighting at 125, so she was allowed up to 126. So with her bikini on, she weighed 126.25. They said that they were going to give her, she claimed that the commission said they were going to give her allowance because we're not going to make her strip down because the suit's going to weigh at least a quarter of a pound. So she's like, oh, great. So she goes back, rehydrates and whatever. Then the commission comes out and said, oh, she missed weight, and now she owes 20% of her pay to the other fighter. The fuck? So then the commissioner was Mike Mazzulli. He's the president of the Mohegan Tribe Department of Athletic Regulation. So here's what he said. He said, I evaluated her and I felt I didn't even want her to remove her clothes to use the towel because at that point she wasn't even speaking to me on the scale. I made the decision as commissioner that I wasn't going to put her on the scale with no clothes on. That's how concerned I was about her. My doctors will reevaluate her tonight at the ceremony of weigh-in as well. What the fuck is that about? But you're going to let her fight? So you're not going to have her take her clothes off because why? She's going to die? She can't disrobe? She couldn't... I mean, at the very least, couldn't she just take off her clothes, give them the clothes, they could weigh the clothes? Like, I'm very confused about this.
I'm not sure what to say.
Does it make any sense?
No,
is what I'm trying to.
I think that sounds like the guy's covering his ass after
they
the
fucked
fact.
Up.
Yeah, like he screwed something up.
Yeah.
So they could still weigh the clothes.
They still could. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm telling you, that's at least a quarter of a pound.
Especially if it's wet.
And she looks decent. Why wouldn't you want to make that lady get naked? I'm not saying you're gonna sneak a peek, but sneak a peek.
soak that little bikini in a little water, and then it's definitely going to be a quarter
pound. That's right, soak it in plaster. Hey, this weighs 15 pounds. The fuck? Holy shit, you could have been fighting like pie weight again.
Yeah.
That's all I have about UFCs and Bellator. You want to hit some news? What you
yes,
got?
Please. Go all right. Well, the numbers are in for UFC 220.
Okay.
And they're talking
this
about...
This was who? Miocic and Ngannou?
Ngannou, yep.
Okay.
And they're talking about very similar to UFC 219, which is about 340-ish.
That high?
No, yeah.
Wow. Okay.
So they're saying they did...
Heavyweights are a draw.
Which, okay, coming from a couple of years ago, that's yeah. shit. But in the last well, year, that's actually pretty damn good. That's on the middle to upper end of what's been happening. So,
well, the question is, I think I was reading on some online somewhere, someone was kind of guessing that 100,000 might still be profitable for really? The UFC. Because think about how much money they're selling in sponsorship now. Good when point. You see, I forgot how many ad reads that guy had to do the one time.
13
fucking
or something.
58 or something. Yeah. And it was funny, I was watching the Bellator 194 and it was... Mike Goldberg and Chael Sonnen, and Goldberg's doing these long reads, and Chael's like, man, can you do those a little faster? You're fucking just killing us right here. he's like, I got to get him in. He's like, we'll be faster. Let's go, man. I'm like, great. I didn't care for Chael's performance, but I like that call of,
yeah.
You know, I've got, can we just get to the point where we can just put the advertising on the cage and be good, but instead of force feeding it? But back to the main point is, I'm sure they're fine when you think about how much they're charging these days.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, still, you could say, fuck, I don't know how many advertisers are on the Octagon. What is it?
A ton. 10? 10, 12?
15?
Yeah, it's a lot.
Plus you have the, well, you have Reebok and Monster as those outside ones. You're still making a ton off all that shit. Yep. I still think they're probably fine at 100, but...
I would think so. Well, it kind of leads me to my other article, which talks sure. about the... Due for attorneys, you know, there's a court case now going on about fighter pay and all this, and they're arguing that the reason you can't compare them to other sports is because they're not unionized. So it's kind of like, it's an interesting argument because the UFC always was very much against unions, but now they're using the fact that there are no unions in their favor by saying there should be unions if you want to compare us to other sports.
Well, what's the reason they want to be compared?
Well, it's part of the court case. So, what was it? Oh, shoot, my brain's not working. There's a court filing talking about how the fighter pay is not fair compared to how much the company makes.
Mm-hmm.
So the lawyers for the UFC are saying that, well, that you can't use that as a comparison because the fighters don't have a union, so therefore they're not going to make as much money as NFL, NBA, or whatever. I mean, it's lawyer shit, right?
So they're trying to push it on the fighters, saying
yes,
it's their fault
it's
they
their
don't
fault.
Have a union.
They're not making money because they don't
but
have a union.
But they're employees. That's also a problem.
Right, but the UFC is against unions, but they're saying it's like a... So it's interesting. So this is going on right now and kind of leads to what you were saying is I wonder really if they are super profitable, even at a low number, because they have all this ad money and they're not paying the fighters a lot of money.
No, I mean, well, just like I was saying, Curtis Blaydes, $23,000 a show.
Crazy.
And even Bellator was fucking a fighter over... there was someone posted a contract... They were, I don't know if this is legit or not, but they were saying that he was getting $250 to show, $250 to show, $250
awesome.
To win.
Awesome.
And the guy fucking turned it down.
Well, yeah.
I hope that wasn't true, but goddamn.
$250.
Are you serious? I didn't even think that was legal because I thought we were in the thousands. A
couple thousands, right? $2,500, $5,000.
Yeah, I mean, minimum. I feel.
Five and five should be bare minimum.
I was going to say 25. Think about how long of a career do these guys have?
Well, if you're on TV, sure. But if you're not on TV, though, 5 and 5?
I think you'd be double digits. I got 10 and 10.
10 and 10, okay.
You're like current management. You could be running the
yeah,
UFC.
Yeah, running shit.
Five and five. Fuck.
Chuck Liddell, 5 and 5.
No,
baby.
Actually, I don't even want to do 10 and 10. I'll just do 15. You get 15
okay.
regardless.
Okay.
And then chance for performance of the night. Foot of the night, whatever you want to call it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
All that good shit. Anything else?
Well, I have a short thing. Machida
sure.
Belfort, green fight. At
that's too weird. They never fought, huh?
UFC 224. I thought I thought they did, and then
right?
I'm like, they really didn't.
That's why Mark Hunt and Andre Arlovski. Like, man, you guys have been there forever and never fought.
It's kind of perfect.
Yeah.
Machida Belfort. It works for me.
Yeah.
They're both a little slower. They're both
well worn and weathered. They've been through some shit. I'm curious. I don't know who's going to win that.
I don't either. I'm kind of leaning toward Belfort at this point.
Machida looks very
slow. Machida relies on speed more than anything.
He's slow.
And he hasn't been, that speed doesn't work out. His style has been fucked up.
My question is Vitor going to come in TRTB Vitor levels?
Well, I'm sure they're doing that in Brazil. You got two Brazilians. You got to do that in Brazil. Mm-hmm. Why not? Last fight, you don't have anything to lose. You're not fighting for the UFC anymore, so right in your dick.
Steroid it up, yeah. And that's all I got. What do you got?
So there's rumors floating around of a CM Punk versus Floyd Mayweather fight in the UFC.
Okay. I think CM Punk wins that one.
Yeah, I was going to say, who wins? And CM Punk is actually the betting favorite in that one.
I would agree. And he
you
has,
think so?
Well, because we're from the Chicago area, so I get updates through Facebook about the, updates from the northern Wisconsin area. And he's randomly in my newsfeed at least once or twice a month. He's training. He's been training this whole time. He's never stopped. So
not a fighter.
Yeah, but still, it's MMA, and Floyd knows boxing. I mean, if you're CM Punk, you know what's crazy? That might actually be the largest pay-per-view ever in the history of UFC. There's two really well-known guys in their respective sports.
Quickly, I'll just say, I will put my money on Floyd Mayweather, because I don't think fucking CM Punk's a fighter. I think he's knocked the fuck out, even by Mayweather. What is the pay-per-view buy rate on that? As you're saying, it's going to be the biggest one. I agree it's going to be the biggest, but how big? Are we talking... For a UFC fight. Now, I don't think it's biggest ever.
2.5?
I'd say about 3. Probably 3.
Well, yeah, something like that.
Because the weird thing is CM Punk still has a name. Mm-hmm. Give him that. I don't think we ever got the release of that other card that he was on. I don't believe he wasn't fucking headlining it. He's going to headline this one. They do that. Do I want to see that? Probably.
I do.
Probably.
Oh, yes.
It's freak show shit. I want weird shit.
Give me freak.
All right, so you're going to take CM Punk and I'll take Floyd.
Hells yeah. CM Punk via submission. Okay. You forget he has the wrestling.
But he's got to get it there.
Yeah, but Floyd has no wrestling.
Doesn't matter.
All boxing, man.
Doesn't matter.
That shit's
gonna... I know it's counterintuitive, but you're talking about a real fighter versus someone who was trying to play one on the weekends. And I still feel like he's got that fake wrestling shit ingrained in his head. Mm-hmm. And I always thought that was the problem with the CM Punk is how many years did he do fake wrestling for? 10, 15? Yeah. Like, you can't undo that bullshit muscle memory in 2-3 years. I don't think it is. I think it's stuck in, so when he goes to throw a punch, it's a fake punch or whatever.
Maybe.
We'll see. So speaking of Mayweather, he also made this post. Says Floyd Mayweather, certified killer versus certified bitch. I'm not sure who's who. And Mayweather is throwing a fake elbow, and they're both wearing MMA gloves, and he's landing it on a bloodied Conor McGregor.
Wow.
What do you make of this? What? Why are we doing this?
I don't know.
I don't understand.
You already beat the guy.
Right.
Leave him alone.
Is that bullshit?
Maybe he doesn't want the fight with CM Punk. He wants the McGregor fight.
Well, I think that's a good second fight, but he still has to have a good showing in his first fight. I mean, that CM Punk fight makes a lot of sense, though. Mm-hmm. A lot of sense. Chuck Liddell, he was on Big Brother. He's talking about he's coming back. He's coming back, Ingo.
Bellator?
Yeah, he's going to come back for one fight.
Against
and who? I think some of the early talk is Tito Ortiz for, I think, the fourth.
No.
Him and Tito. Him and Chael is another fight. Him and Rampage. And, or... You know, do any of those make sense, or should he even come back at this point?
He shouldn't come back.
Oh, come on.
Dude, it was hard watching Rich Franklin knock him the fuck out.
With a broken arm.
Yes, it was not cool. Not cool. I think, well, I mean, he's had a few years. Maybe the dome is healed. I don't know. But
and he's sauced up. Come on.
Yeah.
Bellator don't test very well.
Yeah. I mean, I'm going to watch it, but, you know, I would prefer not to.
What else? Matt Brown wants a piece of Snoop Dogg's ass.
Really?
Yeah. He was on the Joe Rogan podcast the other day. He's talking about he fucking hates the Snoop Dogg. Hmm. Because there was that, remember that one video where Snoop Dogg was watching the Floyd Mayweather fight?
Yes.
And he was talking all that shit on Conor McGregor. He's like, fuck that pussy or whatever he was saying. Matt Brown don't take kindly to them words.
No.
Matt Brown says next time he sees Snoop Dogg, he's knocking him the fuck out. So then he made a post on Instagram. He says the good old days. He's like, back in the day when you couldn't hide behind a computer and it's some fucking kid on a right hook knocking some other little kid out.
Nice. Well, I mean, Matt is like from the death metal and then,
yeah,
you know.
He's old school, man.
Yeah.
I like it. I want to see it. Snoop Dogg versus Matt the Immortal Brown.
That'll never happen.
Make it happen. Come on.
I think Snoop will do it as long as he's like, all right, that motherfucker's got to get high with me first.
All right, Snoop Dogg versus Matt Brown. Matt Brown, one arm tape behind his back. Who wins?
Matt Brown? Probably. Are you kidding me? That guy's crazy. But not if Snoop Dogg, if they have to smoke first.
Oh, no, then he's done.
They'll put Matt Brown into a coma.
I'd even take Matt Brown with two hands taped behind his back.
I would, too. He'd still submit him with his legs.
That's right. And then what the hell is this Rough and Rowdy organization that I'm hearing about? I was tweeting you.
I saw that.
I guess it's an amateur boxing organization that's based out of West Virginia.
We need to go.
Barstool Sports just bought them.
Ooh.
They're making things happen. And they were doing, like, commentating for it. So I guess basically what it is, it's like a fucking tough man contest. They had a fight over the weekend. I want to say it was like $20, 40 fights.
40 fights?
Yeah. Oh, it's a tough man again. It's wow. 3 1-minute rounds.
Okay.
Boxing. And total mismatch type shit again. Or maybe there's weight classes. I don't even know. But there was that one ring card girl.
Uh-huh.
Oh, Jesus.
She was quite lovely.
Yeah, I'm going to have to pull
quite
it up
fetching
here.
Young lad. Young
well, there was, Sally, I don't know Sally, if I sent you, Sass, there was two, but like, man, the ring card girls should all look like this.
It's because they're from the South, man. Those Southern girls.
But they said they're going to start expanding this brand.
Expanding.
As I load this up. But as I'm loading this, I'll read you the rules. So the rules of the brawl are simple. Anyone between the ages of 18 and 35 can sign up. So long as they haven't, what the fuck was beeping at me, boxed professionally, and after passing a physical, they enter a single elimination tournament to compete in refereed boxing matches with 3 1-minute rounds.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was the vaporizer.
Okay.
Vaporizing us. It might have been the 1 hour mark.
Reasing the juice?
Something like that.
I feel very alert.
And seriously. it could be because it's like fucking, is it 3:30 now?
Yes.
Yeah. Super early. But yeah, so this is like one of the ring card girls. That.
Oh, damn. That's a lot of, I thought she was black for a second. That is
I know.
That is a white girl.
Yeah.
Holy moly.
So, and I don't even know if she was the one that won that contest. She's just one of the ring card girls. And by the way, I don't like how the cushy this mat is that they're fighting on. That's nothing but trouble. You need a flatter surface if you're just having a boxing match.
Mm-hmm.
Here comes the money shot.
Wow.
Cha-cha-ching.
That is a lot of booty, man.
So, I'm saying.
Them Southern girls.
I'm saying Barstool Sports and fucking Rough and Rowdy, I feel like we need to be involved in some sort of a partnership. mm-hmm. I'm down with that shit. I'm down with mismatch fights. I'm down. You know, they banned the fucking tough man back in the day because it
did.
Was legal.
Yes.
Illegal.
Cockfighting.
What were the weight classes? 160 to 184 was the light heavyweight, and fucking heavyweight, it was 185 to 400. You got paid $1,000 if you're a winner and $250 if you were the runner-up. I think this is the same thing they're doing. I think they're doing $1,000 to the winner. Jesus Christ, how much money are they making? Because I think the first pay-per-view, they said they sold 13,000 pay-per-view buys.
Wow.
Which ain't bad for like
what, $20?
West Virginia small pay-per-view production.
Mm-hmm.
Now you have Barstool Sports behind you. Fuck, those guys are making it happen.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's do some astronauts. Moving right along. So there's rumors of GSP versus Nick Diaz 2 floating around, if GSP ever comes back. If he does, who do you think wins that fight?
Nick Diaz.
Really?
Yes.
How long has that guy been out? 4 years?
Doesn't matter. He's been doing triathlons. I think Nick beats him this time.
I don't know what weight class we're going to do there. Maybe 175 catch weight?
Maybe. Or 185. I don't know. Good question.
I'd like to see it. I ain't gonna lie. I'd watch that.
Uh-huh.
If you could replace a fighter's personality with another fighter, who would you choose?
Ooh. I would make Mighty Mouse like Nick Diaz.
That would be awesome.
He actually might be able to sell a pay-per-view.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like he's such a pretty happy, like upstanding young man. If you put a little hood in him, he would be fucking awesome. Little tiny little man with an edge to him.
I like that. I like it.
Yeah. Smoking weed and all this stuff.
I want to put Sage Northcutt's personality into Luke Rockhold.
Aren't they the same person?
No, Mr. Bisping. Oh. I'd like to request a fight with you, sir.
That's okay.
I think I'm super proper and nice.
Oh, you went the opposite.
Yeah. I like the clean cut guy.
Okay.
Mr. Faber, I've been training with him. He's super nice. That's right. I like him. Uh-huh. Probably some others in there, but I got a better question next. So I'm going to describe a fight to you in 5 words or less and see if you can guess it.
Okay.
And I'll go word at word at a time, and then you can stop me at any time and call it in. Clinch. Broken nose.
Stop it.
Yep.
Randy Couture versus the Brazilian guy. What the fuck is his name? Ah! Gonzaga? No. Nepal. What the fuck is his name? Not Gonzaga. Am I right?
No. So you have clinch, broken nose, twice.
Oh, Rich Franklin.
Yes.
Okay.
Versus
Anderson Silva.
Yes. I'm trying to give you a super.
That happened in that fight too.
Which one?
Randy Couture and not Gonzaga. Is that Gonzaga? Am I thinking Gonzaga?
You fought Gonzaga.
You broke somebody's
nose.
Was
probably a fight.
Was that the fight? Yeah. Okay. Anyways.
Wheel kick. KRT.
Oh, Vitor Belfort fucking, what did he knock out via wheel? Oh, Vitor Belfort, but it wasn't Bisping, was it? No. Anderson Silva? No. Damn it, wheel kick.
AKA.
Oh, Rockhold?
Yep.
Well, these are.
That's too easy.
Okay.
I can get it down. Like, I'm going to name it two nodes.
This is a good game. I like this game.
Thug Rose!
Uh-huh.
Thug Rose!
Yes. Rose versus?
Joanna Jędrzejczyk.
Oh, okay.
That's what DC was yelling at when she won.
I didn't hear that. Okay.
And the last one. Running.
Running? Is it
running.
Is it this one?
Yeah, it is.
What is his name?
Nate Quarry versus Caleb Starrs.
Yeah.
You got it.
Yeah. That's old school stuff.
All right.
New school, I wouldn't do so well in, but
I'm trying to pick easy ones that
we'd
be able to pick them up. All right. Next question. Who will have a better legacy in MMA? Anderson Silva or John Jones?
Wow, John Jones. I feel like Anderson Silva, although he's tarnished his reputation in a different way, I think John Jones, MMA-wise, hasn't tarnished himself, but Anderson Silva has. Does that make sense?
Yeah, John, it's weird because I feel John's gotten off. He's gotten a lighter deal each time, right?
Yeah.
Even with all the shit he's done.
Mm-hmm.
And you've seen the decline of Anderson Silva. I think that's part of the problem. You haven't seen the decline of John Jones yet. Right.
So
he could still go on for another 5 years.
Especially if he moves on to heavyweight. It could be 10, 12-year career.
Fuck. I know. Heavyweights are, I want to say the average age is 39 or something crazy.
It's up there.
Brandon Mason asks, Ariel Helwani versus Dana White in an MMA fight. Who wins?
Dana White. Ariel Helwani is a skinny little fucker.
He'd probably cheat, though. I feel like he would cheat somehow. Lace up his gloves with plaster, but he'd probably knock himself out in the process. Punch himself in the titties like Ronda Rousey.
Yes.
Rodrigo Machado, close it out. It's time. # Nuts Roll, # Matt Rape Train, # Ingo Sugar Daddy. First time I didn't look at it, even though I know what it says every time. Who would win in a fight, Batman or Black Panther?
Ooh, I don't know much about Black Panther. I know there's a new movie out. I heard it was okay.
I haven't seen it yet.
Probably Batman, because he's a badass. He's Bruce Wayne.
I'm going to go with Black Panther. I feel like he's got superpowers, and I think Batman just has money. Like, that was in one movie. Like, what's your superpower, Batman? I got money.
Mm-hmm.
I'm rich, bitch.
Mm-hmm.
Would you rather sing like an opera star or cook like a gourmet chef?
Sing. Like an opera star.
Yeah, I think that's right, because then you make money off your voice and you can hire a fucking gourmet chef.
That'd be awesome.
Good for you.
Uh-huh.
One will spend the night with you, have the greatest sex of your life with. One will fight you and give you a beating of your lifetime. and one will put you on the friend zone and forever be your friend. Choose from these options: Katniss Engano, Miesha Tate, and Ronda Rousey. So,
I would
greatest sex of your life, fight you and give you the beating of your lifetime, and friends with one. I'll go real quick.
Wow.
I'm going to take the beating from Kat. I'm going to be friends with Miesha and Ronda for the first part.
I'm going to go ahead and take a beating from Ronda because that's all I would ever want from her. I don't want to be I don't want to be her friend or have the greatest night of my life with her. I will friend zone. Tough one. I will friend zone Miesha Tate because you know why?
Yes.
She's probably going to have some hot friends. It's going to work out in my favor.
It'll all work out.
And Kat Zingano, I'll have the night of my life. That's good.
Mm-hmm. Fuck, Marry, Kill, the Firefly Series Edition. Uh-oh. All right. So first we're starting with Kaylee.
Oh, I like
and
it.
I pulled up the real actresses' mm-hmm. pictures, not the ones they're portraying in the show. Mm-hmm. We just skipped one.
Oh,
Inara.
I like that too. She's got a little, wow.
Yeah, that's tough. And then Zoe. That Joker thing going
she
on.
She does. But wait, so is that all you guys? They're all very athletic and
they're shiny.
Shiny, yeah. They're like little precious gems. I'm going to go ahead and say I'm going to marry the one in the middle. Who's this?
Nara.
She's got a nice smile. We're going to have to go ahead and I think I'm going to kill Kaylee.
Okay.
We're going to fuck the she looks like Zoe. I think I'm getting a vibe like it would be exciting.
Zoe's dead.
Yeah, you gonna kill her?
She's too jokery.
So
a little
racist.
Bit. Maybe. Not really, but it's a Joker. I can't be with the Joker unless it's Bruce Buffer.
Okay.
Then I'm with him. Effing Inara, marrying Kaylee.
Tough one.
Right on. You got any knowledge for
I do.
This week?
Well, I was on my trip. I don't watch a lot of TV or whatever, but I downloaded some shit off Netflix because you can do that now. And Black Mirror. I don't know if you know about this show, but the premise of the show is they
sounds racist.
It's not. They do like weird scenarios. Like one of the episodes was like everybody had like a chip in their body that allowed them. They had like photographic memory and they were able to review it like with a little remote control. So it was interesting because it was creating like some weird stuff between the guy and his wife, and they have all these weird premises where shit like this, or another one was, I don't know, it's hard to explain, but it's like a sci-fi type thing, and I really liked it because every show is different, apparently, and they're so different because I didn't know this until I looked it up yesterday. Apparently, it's directed by different people, so there's all these
it's crazy.
Yeah, little short stories of weird shit. I think you dig the show. It's very, like, out there. Gets you thinking about what if this was how life was kind of
stuff.
It's
like, doesn't Game of Thrones get directed by a lot of different people?
They do.
Yeah. You have just way different feel to each.
Like, oh, yeah. So I recommend it. If you guys have a chance, it's something fun to watch. They're short. They're 40 minutes or so. It's different. It's interesting. And I don't know.
Is that on Netflix, you say?
Yeah, but I would assume it'd be out. It's been out a long. They have 5 or 6 seasons. Yeah. I'm sure you can probably find it. Elsewhere.
Well, you can always get a 30-day trial from Netflix forever.
Yeah.
You just sign up with a different credit card and or email account, and then by the time they keep emailing, hey, we haven't seen you in a while, you'll have like a free subscription for life.
Yeah, I think you dig this. I think this is right up your alley. So it's like a Westworld, which you, I know, imagine like that.
I was thinking about the Westworld.
The idea of that show, but it's like a short segment, but then there's different. Imagine that concept in like a whole bunch of different areas versus getting you thinking about weird stuff.
Black Mirror. Did you ever watch the Westworld?
I got halfway through the first season and I just kind of, it didn't really hook me. I don't know. Is it still on?
Weird. I think it's going to start up again, maybe in April.
Yeah.
I know, I thought they did an ad during the Super Bowl. But
really? Okay.
It's just a weird show. I wasn't into it, but I kept watching it. I don't know why. I think it's like a train wreck. Yes. Like, why am I watching this? I don't know what the fuck is going on, but I feel obligated. It's not like, what was the other show that we were watching that finally swore?
Ballers?
No. That one was terrible after like a half a season.
The one with the funny one?
Silicon Principles? Valley.
Oh, Prince Silicon Valley. I never did finish that.
It became the same show over and over.
I think they peaked in the first season. They should have just stopped.
Yeah, like, and then now you lost the main one of the main characters going into this fourth season, which I think starts in April.
And Game you never Thrones. Know. It might be good. I'm check it out. So
I'll watch one. And then I don't have any other. I'll save that for some later.
Okay.
That's it. We can shut it down.
All right. That's been this week's edition of MMA Nuts. My name is Ingo Weigel.
Matt Griffith. Thanks for playing.